Hello, Mike speaking.
Hi, Mike. Mike, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke on Monday regarding branding your business on Google, doing a website for you. I know you said you wanted to speak with your partner about that. I wanted to follow up, see what your thoughts were at this point.
Well, I have visited with him, and since then, I guess a good marketing idea for leads is I've been called by some companies that said they saw me on Angie's list.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's an effective form of getting leads, find new companies. So I have gotten other companies that have called me, and they say that they sound like they're similar types operation that you are. And so, you know, everybody gives me the same story. We've been around. We've got more clients. We do the best, and we can do this for you. So now my next step is, and they sent me, you know, as research, who do I pick? Because, you know, you and I both know in sales, everybody sells the best. Nobody sells number two, as you know. And so I need to figure out how I can make sure that I have picked the right company. And, you know, they gave some higher numbers than what I could expect for responses than you did, which, you know, I would throw that out the window. I would rather take the more conservative approach.
Mm-hmm.
And expect less. And if I caught more, great.
Right.
They were talking like potentially a couple hundred could call. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, okay. And So now they sent me in their background, and I'm going to tell you these so that you can tell me. You said that you were at Google. Let me see if I can find it. That you were a Google partner, and they say, well, it's more than just being a partner. It's being, you know, whatever, approved or certified or part of. Let's see. Let's see if I can find their thing. Oh, here we go. Brand Rep was the company.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Brand Rep.
Okay,
yeah,
and they said there at the bottom, you know, they show where they are, the certified and the this and that. And all that. So I
want to know. They're not showing you a Google partnership badge because they're not Google partners. So they're showing you that they're a certified SEO company. That's great. There's thousands of certified SEO companies out there. You know, Brand Rep will create about 20% of the directories that we'll create for you. And the companies that pop up on the first page are there because they have more content online than their competitors have. So you always want to have the most relevant content. I mean, I'm talking about things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnow, stuff that most even so-called SEO companies or certified SEO companies, they would never know to create that content. A lot of them don't even know it exists. But because we are Google Premier Partners, we know that that content is as important to Google as even something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So, you know, obviously, I want you to be able to compare apples to apples if you can. I'm sending you out an email right now with the pricing on there and a little bit about what we talked about before, and then you know, you can kind of go from there. Did you talk to your partner? I mean, where does he sit
I have visited with him, yes, but I have
okay.
obviously I still need more information to pull
right,
here.
Right.
Mean, they're in favor. Now, it says right here on their deal, Google partner.
Okay.
Bing ad, well, accredited professional, and then BBB accredited, which I don't care about that.
If there's a Google partner badge that you can click on that actually goes to Google.com, then it's a relevant statement there. If they're just putting it on there, or if there's like a, you know, something
that they... No, I push it. It says they have met all the requirements to be a Google partner, learn more about the Google Partners Program, performance, span, and certification.
Okay, so they've upped their game, I guess, since the last time I looked at them. But I'm going to send you this email out to you. It's got the pricing on there. You can learn more about our company and about the services that we provide. My contact information is on there, and of course you can always simply respond to the email itself. If it's something that you end up being interested in having us do for you, I'd be happy to follow up with you.
Now, they said that they would have, it sounded like a fatter web page that would be included. Not just a splash page, but I don't know if that was just saying it's an option or if it was included. But yours was a splash page. I don't really care. All I care is that my phone rings or somebody, says, call me. That's all I care.
Yeah. Did they give you a price?
I did get prices. They have a 6-month and they have a 1-year.
Contracts. Contracts. Oh, I see.
Yeah, they said an agreement. That sounds like a contract to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's a 6-month or 12-month agreement, you're agreeing to stay with them, which that is a contract. You know, there's a reason that our service is offered month to month. You know, we put our performance on the line there. You know, obviously we have to deliver. It's performance based on our end. We have to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often to keep you as a satisfied client. When you've got a 6-month or 12-month agreement, you're agreeing to stay with them hell or high water, and if it doesn't work out in the first couple few months, they'll say, well, you know, you've got a 6-month agreement and we just need a little bit more time to make it work for you. So that's, you know, time and money wasted there. So, you know, I don't know if that's something that's important to you or not. But like I said, I did send that email out to you. Feel free to take a look at that. If you need to talk it over with your partner some more, once you guys decide if it's something you decide to move forward with our company, feel free to reach out. You can give me a call or just respond to that email.
Okay, so on the web, if you did a splash page for us, you said you host it?
Correct.
So what happens if... what if we're not doing business with you, then what happens to our splash page and our Facebook thing that you made for us?
Okay. So now, of course, any website needs to be hosted. We can continue to simply host that website for you, or we could transfer the domain over to you. So you don't lose everything. In fact, the Google and Bing listings that we'll create, we will set them up with you as the owner. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned Brand Rep. It stands out in my mind that because I remember, and it wasn't very long ago, a couple of weeks, I think, and it happens every now and then. It's not always Brand Rep. But a couple of weeks ago, I talked to somebody about his business. I says, you know, you're talking to me about your business, that you're still open, you're still doing business, but I see you have a Google listing and you're marked as permanently closed. What's going on? He says, well, you know, I tried Brand Rep about a year ago, and then I stopped using their service, and they were the ones that created my Google listing, and now I'm marked permanently closed. I can't fix that. It doesn't seem like maybe they don't do that anymore if they're Google partners. That's against Google guidelines. But I remember that conversation vividly, and I don't want that to happen to anybody out there. That's horrible. They're like holding your Google listing hostage because you stopped using their service. That's ridiculous. We would set that Google listing up with you as the owner, with us just as managers. So if you ever do part ways, obviously you can just rescind that managerial access, and you maintain ownership of that.
Okay, and who, on the hosting, if for some reason you transfer it over to me, what does that mean? Does that mean like I've gone to, let's say, GoDaddy or somebody like that, and then they pick up my service?
Yeah, we would transfer the domain over to you. You can have someone else like GoDaddy or Wix or any of those other website platforms. They can simply host your website for you. Or if you decided to use a different SEO company, they would be able to host that website for you too, or most of them can.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, then I'll look at what you sent to me because we're going to do something here soon. I just need to make sure who I'm doing it with. I don't have much money, obviously, being a new company, and I got to make sure I hit it. And you said the other day that based on what you saw, I might get between 18 and 36 a month.
As a conservative estimate, yeah, that was just for the most popular keywords and search phrases for the remodeling services that you provide. Obviously, like I said, there are other searches, and it adds up, even if they're not the more popular ones, just the bulk of 20 different other things people can type in. So the 18 to 36 was just based off of the last month's numbers and 1 to 2% of the total number of searches for those particular search phrases. I don't know if Brand Rep was, doing every keyword search possible and maybe services you don't even provide. I don't know if they're expanding that out to 50 miles or something like that. But we did a 25-mile search for the, I think it was the 6 most popular search phrases. So pretty conservative when you're willing to go 30 miles and you can be found for 20 or 30 different keywords and search phrases.
Okay, so very well likely, potentially, that number could go up.
Yeah,
I could be getting
quite easily. You know, 20 to 30, 40 phone calls, something like that, I would think would be pretty consistent, especially at this time of the year.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. And then whatever you do, because I was making business cards and I was going to print, but then I decided, oh no, that'd be a mistake because I don't have my website and/or Facebook page name on there yet. So once you do your thing, then I can turn around and do my thing and print the cards
correct.
And that information.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
And if I let's say if I do that, and then let's say for some reason our service doesn't work out and I have to change domains or whatever to host my deal, would that domain names remain the same on my
business card?
Or would it
yeah,
change?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we transfer the domain number to you, that would be the whole reason to do it, would be to keep that same domain. Of course, if you've got any business cards and things like that, you want to have that same domain. So that's one of the services that we can provide for you for sure. Like I said, you know, as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, our job is just to keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. But if you do decide to part ways, we can certainly either continue to host your website or transfer the domain over to you, in which case it would always still be that same domain.
Well, obviously, if it works,
yeah.
I don't. We're going to switch. I mean,
yeah,
I have a certain amount of loyalty, but my loyalty is to performance. So
right.
Yeah,
I know.
That's these are shopping everywhere.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I mean, if, you know, they're kind of forcing you with the 6-month or 12-month agreement, as they're calling it. I mean, that's just another way of saying contract. You know, they're forcing you to be loyal to them for at least that term. Whereas with us, we earn your loyalty by getting your phone ringing. So
yeah,
one of those other things
Angie.
You might want to consider. Yeah, I know.
I have
nobody
that with
wants
Angie
to be in
right
the contract.
Now, and I don't like it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like it. I was very uncomfortable doing it.
If it doesn't work, you're stuck with it. You know, there's no recourse. All you can do is, pay an early termination fee to get out of that agreement or contract or whatever it is, or, you know, just stay with it and kind of, you know, have to eat the loss. But, you know, like I said, there's a good reason that we go month to month, and that's just to make sure that you get that return on investment. You know, happy, satisfied clients are more than happy to stay with it. As long as their phone is ringing, that's all anybody ever wants. So I'd be happy to get this going for you, given the opportunity, and we would certainly at that point look forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Okie dokie. I'll look at what
all right.
you sent to me then.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you. Thanks again. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.